Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I want to begin today the 11th chapter of the book of Acts as we are heading into the final week and winding down the month of May. I know that Memorial Day holiday is coming up this next weekend. All of this stuff will be happening, people getting busy. And so as you move away from your normal routine, just remember our podcast is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at our website, paulwhiteministries.com. We're also available on the Paul White Ministries app, which is free in the App Store. And you can download our podcasts and you can listen to them anywhere and everywhere. You can share them with your friends. And so spread the word, the gospel of grace, free of charge. We head into the 11th chapter. I no doubt will not get out of this chapter in the next week, but that's where we'll give it our best shot. Verse number one, and this is immediately following the Holy Spirit outpouring on the house of Cornelius at the end of Acts 10. That amazing 10th chapter of Acts in which Peter has had an encounter with Jesus on the rooftop and was commanded to take, kill, and eat. If you've listened in, you know the story. Acts 11 and 1. Now the apostles and brethren who were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of God. And when Peter came up to Jerusalem, those of the circumcision contended with him. Now we're definitely talking about Jewish believers whose first loyalty, by the way, and this is hard for us to comprehend, their first loyalty was to circumcision. It was to Abraham's circumcision, thus Moses' law. They were loyal to being Jews before they were loyal to Jesus. And Peter is now about to have a confrontation with them, and they say to him in verse 3, "You went in to uncircumcised men and ate with them." And this is Peter now being confronted by the fact that he is sharing meals with Gentiles, and in the eyes of the Jewish world, to share a meal meant we're good. We might say we're cool. We're cool with each other. If we're going to sit down and eat, we're cool with one another. And so by doing this, it appears that Peter is accepting uncircumcised people. Verse 4, but Peter explained it to them in order from the beginning, saying, now here you get to see Peter's version of the previous chapter, beginning in verse 5. I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision, an object descending like a great sheet, let down from heaven by four corners, and it came to me. When I observed it intently and considered, I saw four-footed animals of the earth, wild beasts, creeping things, birds of the air. And I heard a voice saying to me, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat." But I said, "Not so, Lord, for nothing common nor unclean has at any time entered my mouth." But the voice answered me again from heaven, "What God has cleansed, you must not call common." And this was done three times, and all were drawn up again into heaven. At that very moment, three men stood before the house where I was, having been sent to me from Caesarea. Then the Spirit told me to go with them, doubting nothing. Moreover, these six brethren accompanied me, and we entered the man's house. And he told us how he had seen an angel standing in his house, who said to him, "Send men to Joppa and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter, who will tell you the words by which you and all your household will be saved." And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them as upon us at the beginning. And then I remembered the word of the Lord, how he said, "John indeed baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit." I'm going to stop right there. There's the first time we see that connection. That's where Peter remembers something the Lord had said out loud in his time on earth, and Peter applies it. We don't see that insight in the 10th chapter, but this is happening internally. So in the 11th chapter, Peter vocalizes it and says, "I believe it because Jesus said it." There's the foundation for everything we do. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.